Welcome to the jungle. This is the Jim Rome Show. I am Jim Rome. What's going on? Hope you're having a nice day. Welcome to the program. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, a very good Wednesday. Lots to talk about today. Let me start you off with a telephone number. I do that every single day in the hopes that somebody rises up, makes that phone call, contributes to the conversation, elevates the product. Go ahead, take your shot. 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. If that does not work for you and you like social better, I'm here for it. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. If you want to go really old school and fire off an email, that works too. Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. You can also track us on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever we are. Like everybody else, every platform, hit it up. Coming up next segment, a tight end for the Tennessee Titans, Delanie Walker. Next hour, Colorado head football coach Mel Tucker. In hour number three, a legal analyst for Sports Illustrated, Michael McCann, and he will be all over today's number one story. Top story, of course, Antonio Brown. Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of rape by a woman who worked as his trainer. Let's start right there. In a federal lawsuit filed yesterday in the Southern District of Florida, Brittany Taylor alleges three separate incidents of sexual assault. Now, Taylor and Brown knew each other back at Central Michigan, where she was a gymnast, before she transferred to LSU. In 2016, she opened up a gymnastics training center, and according to this suit, Brown sent Taylor a Facebook message in 2017 to ask about her training him, specifically to improve flexibility and strength in his ankles. Now, the details of the allegations are graphic. They are disturbing. So I'm going to read the following from the New York Times report. Quote, according to the suit, Brown sexually assaulted Taylor twice during training sessions in June of 2017. First, he exposed himself and kissed her without permission, the lawsuit says. Later that month, the lawsuit says, while they were streaming religious programming on a tablet at his South Florida home, Brown started masturbating behind Taylor and ejaculated on her back. End quote. The lawsuit states that Taylor told her mother and Brown's personal chef about the second incident. And as part of the lawsuit filing, there are emails from Antonio Brown to Taylor that reference the incident. According to the lawsuit, Taylor stopped working for Brown at that point, but in February of 2018, he contacted her to start working together again. She ignored him. A few weeks later, he reached out once again asking her if she hated him and stating, quote, I apologize first off with so much going on around me and my actions, end quote. And according to the suit, Brown assured her that, quote, he would cease any sexual advances, end quote. The lawsuit maintains that on May 20th, 2018, Brown invited Taylor and others to go to a club in Miami. At the conclusion of that night, Taylor drove Brown and another individual back to Brown's house. The lawsuit says that Taylor needed to use the bathroom before driving back to her hotel, but Brown grabbed her and then pulled her into his bedroom. At some point, Taylor began to walk out of the room. Brown allegedly, quote, cornered her, end quote, forced her onto the bed, pushed her face into the mattress, and, quote, forcibly, unquote, raped her. The lawsuit states that Taylor, quote, screamed and cried and repeatedly yelled no and stop. Also, according to the suit, quote, devastated and disoriented, she ran into his foyer and collapsed on the ground. No one came to her rescue or to help her in any way. She was completely alone. Eventually, she summoned the strength to pick herself off the floor, make it to the door, get into her car and drive, dazed and emotionally shattered, to her hotel. She was so exhausted that she fell asleep at a stoplight on the drive back. End quote. Then the next day, she went to Brown's to retrieve personal belongings. And according to the suit, Brown said, quote, "You made me feel like a real rapist," end quote. And then in a statement, Taylor said, and I quote, "As a rape victim of Antonio Brown, deciding to speak out has been an incredibly difficult decision. I have found my strength in my faith, my family, and from the accounts of other survivors of sexual assault," end quote. Meantime, Brown's attorney released a statement last night that claims the two had a consensual personal relationship and, quote, "any sexual interaction with Mr. Brown was entirely consensual," end quote. Further, the statement claims that the lawsuit is, quote, "a money grab," end quote. Brown's attorney also tweeted, quote, "Antonio Brown will leave no stone unturned and will aggressively defend himself, including exercising all of his rights in countersuits," end quote. All right, so there's an awful lot in that, but that's a brief summary of a lawsuit and the charges. Personally, I am not going to rush in. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions. I'm not going to make any determinations based off the suit and on Brown's response to that suit. Taylor's expressed a willingness to meet with the NFL as part of an investigation. According to Mark Maskey of the Washington Post, the NFL will, quote, "give serious consideration," end quote, to putting Brown on the commissioner exempt list while they conduct an investigation. Now, I know plenty of you are probably thinking. I know what plenty of you are probably thinking. So let me cut this off right now. This part of it. Let me cut this off at the pass right now. If your reaction to this is to be remotely concerned or worried about the Patriots or your fantasy team, shut that down and just go home. Don't call or email or tweet. You're not welcome with that. Now, if you've got something insightful or something constructive to add, I'm open to that. But if you've got jokes, keep moving. In terms of the Patriots and what they knew and what they didn't know and what they should know or what they shouldn't know, or are they surprised as they say they are, I want to get into all of that as well. I'm just not really concerned about your fantasy team. See, this is not just Antonio Brown's problem right now. This is also the Patriots' problem right now. And the NFL's too. 1-800-636-8686. I am not here for your jokes. I'm not looking for your jokes. I'm not having your jokes. If you have something to add to this, if you can elevate this conversation, if you have something insightful to add to it, go ahead. Call right now. 1-800-636-8686. In terms of Bill Belichick, I would say this. Hey, Bill, you can't, we're on to Cincinnati with this. But then again, in effect, he kind of did do that.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements. And so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today.
Makes you wonder, right? What did they know? What did they know? What didn't they know? Did they know and not care? Did they not know? Should they have known? And even if they shouldn't have known, they can't possibly be surprised, right, that Antonio Brown brought some baggage with him? And it's, again, not just Antonio Brown problem, but a Patriots problem now. All right, so if you want to talk about that, and you can talk about that responsibly, let's go right ahead and do it. You have your phone number. You know where to find me on Twitter. You can also hit me up on email. Other topics today, I actually want to talk about Kevin Durant. I want to talk about Kevin Durant because there's this long-form piece in Wall Street Journal where Kevin Durant did a piece, and it's a really interesting read with some really interesting quotes. Very on brand. Very Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant, per usual, seems to be wrestling with a number of things. And some of these things are getting the better of him, I think. He's got some pretty curious statements about his time in Golden State and about the way he sees the world and the way he thinks the world sees him. So I've got that coming up later on. I want to talk some Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers dealt a terrible blow. Their MVP stud, Christian Yelich, fouls a ball off his kneecap, fractures his kneecap, and now he's done. That doesn't necessarily mean they're done, but he's done, which means it's going to make it a lot tougher for them to do what they got to do. I want to hit on that. The Pirates are a story. If the Pirates are a story and they're 18 and a half games out in the Central and they're 19 games under, then they're a story for all the wrong reasons. So we'll talk some Pirate baseball a little bit later on. Today is September 11, and I have a few thoughts on that, which I will cover as well. If you want to get into week two of the NFL, some good matchups. Saints, Rams, not only one of the best matchups of the week, but one of the best matchups of the entire season. Not the early season, but one of the best matchups of the entire season. They're going to run that back. A revenge game. Who do you like in that matchup? I want to get into that too. Green Bay, Minnesota, NFC North, looking like a real battle. If you want to go back to last night's action, you can. The Raiders get over on Denver. Did you see that coming? 1-800-636-8686. Are you throwing dirt on the Browns or are they going to back up? Yes, I admitted yesterday, America's team was a gigantic letdown. I'm not giving up on these guys. No way I ride that bandwagon for an entire year and then give up after one entire game. Not me. And Mike D for three tweets. Well, on the bright side, we can see how inconsistently Goodell doles out punishments again. We'll see what they do with it. At JJ Sport, MO tweets, if the news and accusations on AB are even 10% true, please make AB the president and the CEO of the Piece of Crap Club. All right, like I said, be responsible about it. I'm not here for your jokes. And I'm not going to make any determinations based on the suit itself and based on Brown's reaction and response to that suit. I'm not making determinations. I'm simply reporting what's in the news right now. And we'll keep tracking it. From a legal standpoint, SI legal analyst Michael McCann will join us at the top of hour number three, and he'll help break it down. Delaney Walker joins me when we come back. Mel Tucker in hour number two. Phone lines are wide open. Let's face it, we all like a little added value when we shop. Am I right? Now, if you like to shop at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you are in luck. Stock up on everything you need for your car or your motorcycle, from brakes and batteries to engines, cleaners, and tires. Earn points to get you money back. It's like the gift that keeps right on giving. Spend a little, make a little. It's really simple. Just stop in your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Sign up and be an O-Rewards member today. You'll earn 1 point for every buck you spend at O'Reilly. You can even get your rewards twice as fast and on the go when you provide your email address. So do that. O'Reilly O-Rewards. Become a member and get $5 back for every $150 you spend. Again, it's fast, it's easy, it's free, and it's only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Manage, earn, and redeem O-Rewards. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit orewards.com for details. Sign up online right now if you haven't already. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. All right, rolling right through hour number one. I'm Jim Rome. As promised, we are joined right now by a tight end for the Tennessee Titans, a three-time Pro Bowler. Big week one performance. He had 5 receptions, 55 yards, and 2 touchdowns in Sunday's win over Cleveland. He was the 175th pick overall in 2006 out of Central Missouri. Tennessee is 1-0. They're at home against Indianapolis on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Another big matchup right there. Delaney Walker is my guest. Delaney, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Listen, I know at this point in the week you've already shifted your attention to the Colts, but can you take me back to Sunday against the Browns? You knew the kind of hype they had received all offseason. What was your mindset and the mindset of the entire locker room prior to that game?
Cancel out the noise, go in there and play our type of football, and that's just physical and finish, and that's what we did.
That is what you did. You know, from a personal standpoint, for you, your 2018 season ended in week one when you suffered that dislocated and fractured ankle. So after all the work you put in during the rehab process, what was it like for you to run out onto the field and play in an NFL game once again after missing all that time?
felt great. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to be back on the field. I know I put in all the hard work, but I'm blessed to have the opportunity. Blessed to be on this team with the coaching staff that we have, the owner, and believing in me and giving me another opportunity to show that I still belong in this league. So it felt great just to go back out there and prove all the doubters wrong.
Delanie Walker joining us. I want to get to that point in 1 minute. You know, it's one thing to have the opportunity and to put yourself in a position to get back on the field, but then to have the game that you had, 5 receptions, 55 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Take me through the first TD. What did you see on that play, and then how good did it feel to catch that one in?
It was just a great play call by our offensive coordinator. But I said it before, after the game, it takes all 11 guys. Takes a great fake by the running back, the O-line keeping their pads low, selling run, receivers running their route, and the quarterback putting the perfect ball in the air. And there you have it, me scoring a touchdown. So that's pretty much how I went.
Delanie Walker is joining us. Now, as you point out, as a 35-year-old tight end coming off an injury like the one you had, people are going to count you out, think your best days are behind you. In fact, there were a lot of mock drafts that had Tennessee selecting a tight end. I know you saw that. So did you feel like you had something to prove on Sunday?
I feel like I have something to prove every year. But at the end of the day, I see all of that stuff. And it's funny because the guys that say I'm down and out, they may have retired at a 30 or couldn't perform at a high level like I am, but don't put me in that same category. I'm not you. So I'm just glad that I proved all of them wrong, and I'm going to keep doing it. It's early. I still got a lot of football ahead of me, and I'm excited to see what I do.
All right, so what about that mindset? I mean, the thing is, you've had a really nice career, and then after that injury, you could have said, you know what, it's been a great run. I'm just going to move on right now. But that's not what you did. You put in the time. You came back. Why was it so important to come back, and why did you come back?
I didn't get to play in 2018, first off, so I wanted to come back and just show everyone that I'm still capable of playing at a high level, and I like playing for the Tennessee Titans. I like the coaches. I like the players, so I didn't want to let them down. In my mind, I feel like I'm a big part in this offense, so I wanted to come back and make sure see if I can help this team get to where we want to get to, and that's the Super Bowl. And that's why I put in all the hard work, and that's why I'm back trying to accomplish that goal.
Titans tight end Delanie Walker is my guest. Also, last month you tweeted out pics of your ankle after the surgery. At least I think it was your ankle, because I couldn't look at those pictures very long without tripping. I mean, what was that rehab process like for you?
It was hard. You got to imagine 7 months in a boot, not being able to walk, and then doing these crucial stretching exercises that pretty much killed me. It was tough. And then to go through that process of just being able to walk again and getting the flexibility back in my ankle, and then trying to run and do all the other things, it was very tough. But again, like I'm going to keep saying this, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be in this opportunity and overcome all of that.
Listen, I understand that. I know there's gratitude there. I know you appreciate that you had that opportunity. But, I mean, you did the hard work. You really did the hard work. Not only that, you ate a really clean diet during the rehab process. I know a number of guys on the Titans are going plant-based. What did that do for you, that change in diet or that clean diet? And how much better did you feel as a result of that?
I felt better. You know, I got lighter. I knew I had to get a little bit lighter to take some pressure off of my ankle. So that it helped me a lot just by getting a little lighter, getting a little bit more lean, and it helped my pretty much my recovery time. I was able to come back faster. I know I can always put the weight on, so that was never my worry. And then once I was able to lift weights, it just came back quickly. My energy was back. I was still conditioned because I wasn't heavy. You know, most people get injured and they put a lot of pounds on, but I did the opposite. I took pounds off. So I knew I would be able to come back and recover faster and be able to get back to my tip-top shape.
Yeah, I was going to say, so where does that leave you right now? For instance, coming in and out of your breaks and running the routes the way you run right now, do you feel like you can do everything you could do prior to the injury? Or maybe, in a sense, do you feel like you're even better?
You know, I feel like I'm even better. I told some of the reporters earlier, I feel like I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. I'm leaner. I feel faster. You know, I really can't tell, but in my mind, I feel faster. I think I come out of my breaks pretty well. I'm catching the ball well. But, you know, again, it's early. I still got a lot of football to go. So hopefully I still feel this way around week 10, and that's the goal.
Tight end for the Titans. Delanie Walker's my guest. After that game, you had that great Dennis Green reference. How much did all that hype that Cleveland was getting bother you in the build-up to that game?
Honestly, it didn't bother me. You know, I'm getting a lot of hate from the Browns fans because they think that I was taking shots at the Browns. I really wasn't taking shots at them. I was taking shots at the analysts that said that the Browns already had was a Super Bowl team that was going to the Super Bowl, that was going to be the best team in their division. I was taking shots at them. I really wasn't taking shots at the Browns. I feel like the Browns have a really good team, have a lot of good guys there that can make that team great. So I said what I said because they were the only ones hyping them up. I don't feel like the Browns was hyping themselves up. I feel like it was the analysts on all these sports channels that was hyping them up. So the shot was really going towards them for basically saying, you crowned them already, so if you want to crown them, crown them. You know what I mean? But still got to play football.
Well, guilty on this end. Although I didn't crown them, I admit I am fascinated by them, and I think they've got a lot of upside still. But on the flip side of that, when you look at all the penalties that they committed, the mistakes that they made, including Greg Robinson getting ejected for kicking Kenny Vaccaro in the head, Myles Garrett appearing to take a swing at you, did it feel like maybe they were not ready to be in the spotlight the way you guys were ready for it?
You know, at the end of the day, sometimes when you buy into the media and the glory, sometimes it can get to you. You think that you already won. And we were always the underdog, so we came in playing like the underdog. And, you know, some people would say we upsetted them, but at the end, in our mindset, we was thinking we were going to win that game anyway. So, if you buy into the hype, sometimes I feel like it can make you feel like you already won. And then you go in a game unprepared or not really ready for what's about to come.
Delanie Walker is joining us for a few more moments. What about the defense? I had Cameron Wake on the show earlier in the offseason. He had a monster game. He had 2.5 sacks. He had a safety. How impressive was he and your entire defense?
Oh, they were outstanding. We can't win games without them. And what he did later in that game, just causing them sacks and rushing the quarterback and our defense, getting them picks and just hurrying around and being explosive and just every man to the ball, that's exciting to watch. It actually pumps us up as an offense. And we sat on the sideline, like, we got to be like our defense. We got to be explosive. We got to make plays. And it finally came, and we started putting points up on the board, and we played complimentary football. And that's all we talk about, all phases. It's got to be special teams, defense, and offense for us to win games, and that's what we did.
And now you've got the Colts in your place on Sunday, a chance to go 2-0 for the season. So what kind of thoughts do you have when you look at the Colts and the challenges that they pose?
I can only talk about their defense. I feel like the defense is very explosive, very fast. Every person runs to the ball. Got some smart guys there. You can tell that they watch film. They see things out. They sniff things out. We just got to be the Tennessee Titans, man. We got to stick to our game plan, be physical, be able to run the ball, and then also make plays when we put the ball in the air. And it should be a good day.
Hey, one more thought. During the offseason, you were back here in Pomona, and you were hosting a youth football camp. What's that like? Like, what's it mean to know that you've got kids coming out to see you and wanting to learn from you?
It means a lot to me. You know, growing up in Pomona, we didn't have that as a kid when I was growing up. So for me to go back and give back to my community and then see all the kids that know who I am and rep my jerseys and just be excited to see me, it goes a long way because I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for them so they can see that they do have an opportunity to be whoever they want to be. If that's playing in the NFL, you can do that. If that's being a doctor, you can do that. If that's being the president, you can do it. Don't ever let no one put you in a box and tell you what you can't do, because you can do anything you want when you put your mind to it. And that's all I try to do when I go out there and give back to the community.
I like it. Proved it once again yourself, coming back from that injury, having a big week one. Tennessee's 1-0. They're at home against Indianapolis on Sunday. That is a CBS game. He is a three-time Pro Bowler, had a couple of TDs in week one. Delanie Walker, my guest. Delanie, good to have you back on. Thanks so much.
Always. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Always good to talk some Titans football. Man, they made a statement. They made a real statement in week one. And he said, I was getting a lot of heat from the Browns fans. He said that was not directed at the team. That was directed at all the analysts who wanted to crown their ass. Hey, look, there was a lot of hype. I was the guy banging that drum the loudest. First of all, point be said, Tennessee looked great. Tennessee looked awesome in week one. The Browns looked the opposite of awesome in week one. But if you're looking for me to jump off that bandwagon, that ain't happening. Certainly not after 1 week. And then you've got Odell Beckham, who's rocking, depending on the report, 150 gur, 180 gur, 350 gur on his wrist in a Richard Mille watch. I think that's kind of curious. Number one, if you've got a watch like that, first of all, if he paid for it, and I don't know if he did. If he paid for it, I would imagine he's got insurance for it. I would imagine. But not everybody buys insurance for jewelry. But you certainly can. And I would. Unless they gave it to him, and it doesn't really matter. If I'm that company, you might think to yourself, yeah, but you want to give a guy a watch? A $350,000 watch to a guy that's going to wear it during an NFL game. How is it not going to break? At this point, I'm sure they don't care. They've gotten more than their return on that investment just from the publicity alone and all the free advertising.
You see this watch?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. That watch costs more than your car.
And that watch was like 90 grand. Except 90 grand back in the day probably was 350 today. You see this watch? This watch costs more than your car.
You see this watch?
Yeah.
That watch costs more than your car. I made 900.
Beckham's like, you see this watch? You see this watch? Yeah. This watch costs more than your house. You see this watch? This watch costs more than your house, your kids' college education, and everything you have in your Roth. You see this watch? You see this watch?
You see this watch?
You're going to work 30 years and not make as much money as this watch. You see this watch?
You see this watch?
You see this watch? I went over the middle. Some guy put a helmet on that watch and broke it. Then you know what? They gave me another one. For free. And you know what else? When they tried to give me that watch for free, I said, screw it. I'll pay for it. Let me pull that money out of my car ashtray. You see this watch?
Paid for.
Yeah, I really don't care. Doesn't bother me. 1-800-636-8686. Delanie Walker, back after that injury, missed all of last season, and making an impact right away. All right, when we return, I want to talk more about Antonio Brown and the Patriots. Did they know? How much did they know? Should they have known? If they didn't know, are they surprised? Should they be surprised? What's the league going to do? We'll get into all that. And again, kind of off the board, but Kevin Durant did a really interesting piece, I thought, for the Wall Street Journal, I should say. Said some really interesting things, too, which I want to get into. All of that still ahead. Michael McCann coming up in hour number three. Mel Tucker coming up in hour number two. We've got a podcast today. Jim Rome Podcast. Podcast Wednesday with former MLB great Michael Young. A gaucho great. The Texas Rangers retired his number recently. Looking forward to that one. That's coming up later on. But I've got a sports update for you right now. Andrew Bogus. Out.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Midweek, so you know it's an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question there. Again, don't do it on Twitter. Don't hit me up on my email address. If you want to ask me a question, you need to go to that address, CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, so more on Antonio Brown. Let's talk about this now from the team standpoint. For their part, the Patriots released the following statement. Quote, we are aware of the civil lawsuit that was filed earlier today against Antonio Brown, as well as the response by Antonio's representatives. We take these allegations very seriously. Under no circumstances does this organization condone sexual violence or assault. The league has informed us that they will be investigating. We will have no further comment while that investigation takes place. End quote. So if that sounds like the Patriots are trying to pass the buck, it's because they sure would like to pass the buck. Except that's not how that works. The league is investigating the case, but this is New England's problem now. Notice how my first take started and how every report about this news reads. New England Patriots receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of sexual assault. And that's because in all of the news reports, he is listed as New England Patriots wide receiver. Because they signed him. They brought him in. He is officially on their books. His problems are now their problems. They own this. You sign Antonio Brown, you get Antonio Brown. All of him. And so now the questions begin. Did they not know about this sexual assault lawsuit? And if that's the case, how bad do they look right now? Or did they know about it and ask Brown about it? And were they okay with how he answered the questions? Or did they know about it and just not care? I'm not sure there are any great answers for the Patriots here. In fact, there really are zero good answers and a lot of questions. If they didn't know, it's horrible timing and they look like complete idiots if they didn't know. Just yesterday, Bill Belichick was talking about Brown. This is what he had to say when he was asked about what happened to Brown in Pittsburgh and Oakland.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in one of those places, so I really can't comment on what did or didn't happen there.
All right. And then when he was asked about how or whether or not Brown would fit in, this is how he responded.
That's the same thing you said about Randy Moss when we brought him in, so...
So what are you saying? I mean, pretty terrible look to be saying that this is the same thing you people said when I brought Randy Moss in. And then a few hours later, have a federal lawsuit alleging three incidents of sexual assault drop. I mean, maybe I'm the one missing something here. I could be missing something, but I don't recall Randy Moss being hit with a federal lawsuit of sexual assault within hours of him arriving in New England. Do any of you remember that? Because I don't. You're all in on Antonio Brown. To paraphrase Tom Brady, you're 100% in. 1,000% in. You're 1,000,000% in on Antonio Brown. I mean, isn't the story that Brady offered to let Brown stay at his house? You don't get any more in on a guy than having him bunk at your place. Even if the Patriots didn't know about the incidents alleged in the lawsuit, they knew a lot of other things about Antonio Brown. Like him driving more than 100 in a 45. Like him throwing furniture off the balcony of a 14-story building. Or the allegation of Brown shoving the mother of one of his kids. Or the report that he threatened to punch a fellow employee of another NFL team only a few days ago. If any of those incidents don't make you think twice and inspire you to do some serious digging on a guy that you're about to sign, and you don't, then that's on you. Wouldn't all of that make you do some serious digging? Unless you were concerned that somebody else was going to get him first and sign him. And if you go ahead and you sign him anyway, even if you don't find the allegations of sexual assault, then you inherit every problem that comes with him afterwards. You've adopted this guy, for better or for worse. You don't get to just take the receptions and the touchdowns and ignore all the other stuff. I mean, I'm never going to say that you shouldn't be surprised when somebody's accused of sexual assault, because that's completely different than excessive speeding or throwing furniture or threatening to punch a GM. But honestly, Can the Patriots really claim that they're surprised by this? Because that's exactly what Adam Schefter reported, that the Patriots were, quote, caught by surprise. Can they really say they're surprised by anything they hear about Antonio Brown? And the guy who couldn't wait to tell everybody about how badly he was, quote, duped by Aaron Hernandez, was duping the world by going to see sex workers in a strip mall on the day of the AFC Championship game. Even that claim that, quote, under no circumstances does this organization condone sexual violence or assault. Even that seems a little bit weird, right? I mean, didn't they trade for Albert Haynesworth when he was facing a sexual assault charge that he later pled no contest to? I mean, if the Patriots are trying to claim that they're good judges of character, they better stop with that right now. And just be honest. Just be honest. Just own it. You signed Antonio Brown for the same reason you'd do anything at all. You thought he could help you win. And you hoped that he wouldn't hurt you that much. You hoped that the positives would outweigh the negatives. You hoped that the good would outweigh the bad. So the Patriots don't get a pass on this one. It's not good enough to just throw your hands up and say, oh, wow, we were really surprised. We had no idea. We were duped. We were really surprised. Because you can't be surprised. When you sign somebody with Antonio Brown's recent track record, you cannot be surprised when he adds to that track record. No matter how heinous and hideous the latest incident might be, you cannot be surprised. And Hood, you can't run to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Yourself out of this one either. Although he did try by saying we're on to Miami. Or we're focused on Miami. You can't do that. You can't do that, neither can the organization. You can't be surprised. Bill, you simply cannot be surprised. Bill?
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time. Just like we always do.
Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commission?
We're preparing for one day at a time.
How much weight would the allegations against him weigh into whether or not you play him on Sunday?
Yeah, I appreciate all the questions, and that's what's been said has been said.
Bill, you brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think that Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know if he'll require more attention?
No.
How difficult or frustrating is it to have a distraction like this right at the beginning of the season?
We're working on Miami. We're working on Miami. The rest of it is, we're on Miami.
Great timing. They didn't know? With this guy's track record, don't you think you would have done some extensive digging? That wouldn't come up. That suit. That wouldn't come up. They had no idea. All right, fine. You had no idea. Even if I accept that. Again, there are no good answers from their standpoint. But you had no idea. Fine. You had no idea. I guess. All right. But don't you tell me you're surprised. Don't tell me you're surprised. This email says, Rome, like you always say, we don't know any of these guys. From a football standpoint, we already knew this guy was a bad guy. He seems pretty self-destructive from how he's acted towards the end of his time in Pittsburgh to the entire debacle in Oakland. The news story puts him on a whole new level. There are probably a lot of people giving him the benefit of the doubt or thinking this is made up. I'm going to give the victim in this case the benefit of the doubt until she's proven to be untrustworthy. We're far too quick to believe denials of accusations. This is why most of these people never come forward. Based on the details that have come out so far, the NFL should make him sit. He also deserves any civil or criminal penalties that are coming his way after this all unfolds. Jamie in Green Bay. All right, if you want to participate in the conversation like he did, you go right ahead. If you can offer some insight, you go right ahead. If you can elevate this conversation, you go right ahead. If you're here for jokes, do not go ahead. Coming up next hour, head football coach of Colorado, Mel Tucker, joins us. Right after that, top of hour number three, Michael McCann, a legal analyst for Sports Illustrated, will help us break that down. A really interesting story on Kevin Durant that Kevin Durant participated in that I want to get to. All that's coming up. I've got thoughts on baseball, and it's a podcast Wednesday with Michael Young. All of that still ahead.